You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Very special guest in the studio who we're going to have a chat to shortly, Te Ana, who is in Aotearoa to play a very special gig courtesy of Community Garden this weekend. We're going to play Resurrection. I'm not sure how good my pronunciation is this morning. You can help me out on the other side of this.
Vengo del sur, un territorio en caos, con fiesta y risa, también dolor y llanto. Vengo del sur, un territorio en caos, con fiesta y risa, también dolor y llanto. Vengo del sur, un territorio en caos, con fiesta y risa, también dolor y llanto. Vengo del sur, un territorio en caos, con fiesta y risa, también dolor y llanto. Habitando el sur de la frontera, en territorio equivocado, elijo estar. Es tercer mundo, es un país en guerra, pero de este lado también podemos soñar. A veces sueños, a veces pesadillas, con mis demonias me toca lidiar. Y es que hay tanta gente afuera que se ofende cuando brillas, pero no porque me mire feo, me voy a opacar. Vengo del sur, un territorio en caos, con fiesta y risa, también dolor y llanto. Vengo del sur, un territorio en caos, con fiesta y risa, también dolor y llanto. Vengo del sur, un territorio en caos, con fiesta y risa, también dolor y llanto. Vengo del sur, un territorio en caos, con fiesta y risa, también dolor y llanto. Mi rap no es queja, es desahogo necesario, si no lo suelto siento se pudrirá. Es que esta terapia, esta realidad me ha llevado, así que de alguna forma lo tengo que sacar. Es la advertencia de que algo no está tan claro, esa sensación de que algo tiene que cambiar. Es que haciendo cuentas de los siglos que llevamos, se nos está haciendo tarde y tenemos que despertar. Hubiera deseado que al crecer alguien dijera toda la mierda con la que había que afrontar. Lastimosamente no todo es como quisiera, y sobrevivir al mundo no depende de un manual. Hubiera deseado que al crecer alguien dijera toda la mierda con la que había que afrontar. Lastimosamente no todo es como quisiera, y sobrevivir al mundo no depende de un manual. Vengo del sur, un territorio en caos, con fiesta y risa, también dolor y llanto. Vengo del sur, un territorio en caos, con fiesta y risa, también dolor y llanto. Vengo del sur, un territorio en caos, con fiesta y risa, también dolor y llanto. Vengo del sur, un territorio en caos, con fiesta y risa, también dolor y llanto. He andado mucho y mientras pueda sigo andando. Principalmente es que me sobra terquedad. Antes quise convencerme que nada me hace daño, y ahora parte mi agenda, tiempo para llorar. Eso es crecer, o por lo menos eso creo. Reconocer que está bien pedir ayuda, que no todo está en mis manos y que no con todo puedo. Pero hoy es un respiro para luego seguir la lucha.
Welcome, Te Ana. Nice to have you in the studio.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm really happy to be here.
It's so good to have you in New Zealand. You're playing a show this weekend with the good folks at Community Garden.
Yes, on Friday.
It's going to be really, really fun. Neck of the woods. It's awesome to have you here. For people who are not familiar with your work, you have an amazing catalogue of things behind you. Probably the name most people will recognise immediately is Rosalía. A Grammy award winning track with from her Motomami album, but you also run your own label and a club night with called Eadra Club de Bay.
It's like heavy, but yeah, I start like a DJ there in Buenos Aires when I finished my college, and so was nice because we were really free to play music of all around the world. And I started there, and I moved to Mexico City because Nafi, the label from Mexico City, invited me to play there.
Cool.
And it was really nice because I still there based in Mexico, and that was a perfect to I to be producer.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, was a really surprise to me to Rosalía, working to Rosalía.
I was gonna ask
here.
How did that come about? Because I'm interested in the journey of your own music. When did you first start getting interested in production? When did you start making your own tracks?
When I moved to Mexico,
right.
Yeah, there, because I had a lot of time because I haven't a work.
Yeah.
I have a job in a week. So yeah, I started there, and it was like my family game.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it was really, really nice to, I don't know, to mix and to sample some stuff of all around. So yeah,
it's a nice way to enjoy the community around you, is to play what they're playing, rework it, remix it.
Yes.
How did the collaboration with Rosalía come about?
Because Nafi, I think, was through Nafi, because they were in contact with Rosalía for Instagram.
Nice. Classic Instagram
really,
friends, yep.
Yeah, and she asked if we can send some demos and drums and, I don't know, something like beats. And yeah, I remember I was in Argentina, in the south of Argentina.
Yeah.
On holidays, on vacation with my family. And I thought, she don't like my music. My music is really weird and underground. And yeah, but it was like, okay, I'm gonna send something. And
yep.
So I put up my stuff on the folder and I sent for her. And 1 week later, she called me to collaborate. And
that's so cool.
Yeah.
So the track Cute, did you have that like beat? Did you have that and send it to her? Or was that from that collaboration after she contacted
you? I sent only the beat.
Yeah.
The kick and the drums and yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. We're going to listen to this track and then we're going to have a bit more of a chat about it.
Cool.
This is from Motomami, which has won so many awards now, including this song, For You, which is very exciting, a Grammy for the production on this. This is Cute by Rosalía. That is Cute by Rosalía, produced by Teana, who's in the studio with us this morning. You were just saying that she closes her stadium show with that track.
Yeah, that's the last track of the show, and I was really excited to hear when I be there, and the show was wow, kind of surprised.
That would be such an amazing moment to hear it in a stadium.
Yeah. The vibe is really amazing.
And to see other people in that crowd, because the fans, Rosalía fans, they are really hardcore. Yeah. It must be amazing to see that reaction to your track as well.
Yeah.
Well, outside of that relationship, you've got a lot of collaborations that you seem to be working on. The first track that we listened to this morning, how do you find people that you like working with? Is it just naturally through...
It's naturally.
Yeah. Through your friends?
For sure. Yeah. Mari, she's a rapper from Mexico, from Oaxaca. It's a particular state from Mexico. And yeah, she's my friend. And she was one of the first singer to collaborate with me. And she's really, really, really amazing because she's really fast to write the song. And
cool.
And it helped me so much because I don't have so much. I start to producing and that stuff.
That's a nice thing to have, someone who works really fast and really hard, and that can be a really good way to force yourself to work in a different way almost. What is music making like for you? At home, are you always working on something, or do you need to go into the studio and sit down to make something?
Yeah, I have my studio there in Mexico City, and it's like my office, and I need to be there because I love to be alone.
Yeah.
And yes, yeah. That's my workflow.
Do you, when you're making tracks, do you have like an idea or a feeling that you're trying to convey when you start creating a song, or do you just let the music tell you what you're trying to make?
Yes, not much, because I'm starting with sound. I'm trying to find a good sound, and that's it.
Yeah.
And then the kicks and the melodies, but I don't know. I never have an idea or something.
Mm-hmm.
Only to follow the vibe.
Follow the vibe, yeah. Is that also your DJing style too, do you feel, when you're creating a set for like the gig that you're going to be playing tomorrow night? Is it something that you know what vibe you want, or do you let the vibe happen as the set is happening?
Yeah, I need to hear and to feel the vibe there on the dance floor. And yeah, I really love to play one song and another song. I don't have my playlist already.
Yeah. And I guess
improvise.
Wherever you are as well, you can feed off that different energy you get from a crowd too. Yeah. This is going to be an awesome show. People would be foolish not to go. Tickets are from Under the Radar. It's happening tomorrow night, Neck of the Woods. It's got the legendary Creamy Mummy and E.T. No Home playing as well. I think it's like the first time in a minute that Creamy Mummy has done a set in Tamaki, so you don't want to miss that either. Teana, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much.
Such a pleasure. If people want to get a bit more of a taste, the Under the Radar article, which you can also find a ticket link on, has your Boiler Room set from Barcelona, which is amazing. So people
you.
Go check that out. And we're going to finish with Hasta Que Me Quiera, which is a track that you released last year.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming
thank
in.
Thank you. See
so
you
nice
tomorrow.
To meet you. See you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Teana with Hasta Que Me Quieras. That is from Ciencias Quedeban, which came out last year. Teana is playing a special show tomorrow at Neck of the Woods with Creamy Mummy and ET No Home, which is going to be amazing. You should grab a ticket before they all disappear from under the radar. Thank you so much to Teana for coming in this morning.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/sign up.